Today in the U.S. Senate, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee held a hearing on research with embryonic stem cells. The administration defended President Bush's recent restrictions on the way that federal funds may be used for research. Funding would be limited to the stem cell lines that already exist. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson said of the 64 cell lines approved for research, 24 or 25 are ready now. Many senators expressed concern that the administration's limits will hold back research. Thompson also answered questions about the availability of stem cells abroad. News analyst Daniel Shore observes that there are many, many more questions about embryonic stem cells than the few that can be covered in one congressional hearing.
Of all the unresolved issues facing a returning Congress, education, prescription drugs, immigration, energy, none carries a more profound challenge than embryonic stem cell research. Embodied in it is a mind-blowing intersection between morality and science, between a view of extinguishing life and a view of sustaining life. Since August 9th, when President Bush devoted his first television address to drawing a line for federal funding at the 60-plus stem cell lines then existing, members of Congress have been able to sound out their constituents. And when the Senate Health Committee today held the first of what will undoubtedly be a series of congressional hearings, the indication was that the president's plan is the beginning, but not necessarily the end, of what Congress will accept. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson testified that the 9 p.m. August 9th cutoff was not my decision, it was the president's decision. The climactic moment in today's hearing came when Chairman Edward Kennedy asked if the administration would consider changing its policy if existing cell colonies proved insufficient because of patent or other restrictions. Ducking a direct answer, Secretary Thompson said, "We feel very strongly that sufficient cells are available, and we do not believe that we would be advising the president to change his policy." A lonely voice today was Kevin Fitzgerald of Georgetown University, speaking for those who oppose all use of embryos, a view that has apparently not commanded much public support. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton was probably accurate when she said that the president's proposal has led at least to opening the door to stem cell research. How much more the door will be pried open is the question that Congress will be considering. This is Daniel Shore.